self-awareness is always the key, is the always the answer. If you want true peace, you have to raise your self-awareness. You have to learn how to integrate. Like, it's, there's no other way. There's literally no other way. Peace is not take everyone out of my life. Peace is not sitting on the beach and looking at the sunset. It's really not. Peace is an internal state, regardless of your external environment. You can be extremely peaceful at a football game, and you can be in hell sat on a beach watching the sunset. Like, you have to realize that it's an internal thing. So if I want to find my peace, and I'm recognizing that I don't have peace, it's the internal work. If someone is making me angry, and anger's okay, there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm recognizing that the anger is what is keeping me away from my peace. If someone is getting me to the stage where I'm always angry all the time, I need to understand why internally, not the surface level because that person did this or because they're not listening to me when I say this. I need to understand the deeper level when I ask someone even the simple things. I asked my partner to take out the bin and they didn't take out the bin. That pisses me off. Why does that piss me off? Well, that pisses me off because they didn't take out the bin. All right, let's go further. Why does that piss me off? Well, because I feel extremely disrespected. Okay, let's go even further. I feel unheard. I feel like I don't matter. I feel like no matter what I say, no one gives a shit. Oh, now we're getting to the deeper levels. It's not about necessarily the bin not being taken out. It's about the parts of myself that feel unseen, disrespected, unheard, and just not good enough to be listened to. Now, if I'm integrating these parts of myself and I'm understanding where this came from and comes from, and I see that a lot of that is actually from me treating myself in that way unconsciously. So this isn't saying that you shouldn't be annoyed that someone's not listening to you, your partner's not taking the bin out or anything. This is just additional information to understand and raise your awareness that I am pissed off because of this deeper reason. And I start, and there is power to that. There's power to know that it's a lot to do with how I treat myself. Because what that means is that I can start treating myself in a different way. I'm not at the mercy of needing someone else to treat me differently. I have full power of changing my own behavior towards myself, which means it gets me to the place of being able to actually start hearing myself, start listening to myself, start making me important. And I need to do the exploration to know how to do that. It might be, you know, if, hey, next time I say something, I'm not just going to let it go and brush it under the carpet. I don't have to argue about it, but I can keep bringing it up until it's actually heard. Or it might be something like, stop saying that you'll go to parties when you don't want to go to parties. You don't care about going to parties because that's a dismissal of your own needs. That's a kind of like, every time I go to parties, I'm around people who don't really give a shit about me and they don't really listen to me. And they're just kind of like, the conversations are all meaningless and it's just pointless. It's just, don't want to put myself in that environment. So it's really disrespectful. I'm disrespecting myself by just going there when I don't really want to go there because I'm really concerned about how other people are going to view me and how they're going to see me. So I need to learn, and I will, through the feeling that comes up, through that anger that comes up, I'm going to be able to understand and do the exploration to raise my self-awareness to know. And then that way I can get to a place where I stop abandoning myself, stop going to these parties, start validating and start listening to myself. Actually start listening to myself, not just dismissing myself when I go, oh, he didn't take it out again. All right, well, you know what? It doesn't matter. Like, no, it does matter. It's pissed me off. It's annoyed me. I'm actually annoyed by this. I even understand that he's going through some shit. He's going through a lot. But that doesn't mean that my feeling is invalid. So by validating, not arguing with the other person, just literally me listening to myself, validating, which then leads me on to another place of going, okay, I'll bring it up in another way. I might sit down with him later on and go, listen, I love you, but I just want you to know that I've asked you a few times now about the bin and you've not done it. And that made me feel like really disrespected. It made me feel like unseen and unheard. And, you know, and that might lead to a really healthy conversation. So it's not about arguing. It's about honoring yourself, seeing yourself, start giving yourself the things that you can, the needs that you can meet. Start doing that yourself. You can't meet all your needs yourself. You can't. It's not possible. Relationally dependent species. But there's a lot more that you can. And because you're doing this, you're integrating these parts of yourself. You start to show up for yourself. You're starting to be a lot more there for yourself. The same things will not get you to that same level of anger or get you angry at all. And then overall, you will be more peaceful because you're doing the internal work. Your peace is not dependent on other people's behavior. At that stage, that's power. Because you're living by your truth. You know who you are. You are creating that peace from within. And this is how you can find peace in a football stadium. Not necessarily have to sit at a beach looking at a sunset. Okay, I'm going to go to Instagram and see if there are any comments here. Oh, but yeah, messages, yeah. So this is true reality that caused pain in so many areas. I couldn't even think about. So I'm healing and let go in order to. Yeah, next generation. Yeah, that was just a comment on the conversation. Hello, everyone, by the way. All the new people. Hey, Nicola. Hello. All the people that are popping in. Thank you for sharing today. I find that navigating interpersonal relationships is one of that I still struggle with. I've discovered that I experience emotions in a big way and react quickly. Yeah, and I know you're working on that. It's great you're working on that. It's very, 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 very important. It's okay. The content is more important. This is so true. Why do I keep attracting people who deflect their mental health and lack of self-awareness? When you're saying deflect them, I'm doing it again, aren't I? With Instagram, look, I'm just shaking. Everyone on TikTok gets a more stable video. Why do I keep attracting people who deflect their mental health and lack of self-awareness? Look, reality is a mirror of your internal world. That doesn't necessarily mean that what you do is exactly going to be mirrored to you. I mean, it does, but not the way that you would necessarily think. So, for example, if I keep abandoning myself, I will attract someone who will abandon me. Now, there are so many different ways that a partner can abandon me. So, you know, one of them is cheating on me. That's a really terrible one and a really big one. That's a form of abandonment. Not being willing to talk about something is also an abandonment. Not being willing to work on themselves for the relationship is also an abandonment. But in order to answer the question, why do I keep attracting people who deflect their mental health and lack of self-awareness? You're going to, this whole thing of like the universe will test you. It's not really a test because the universe just is. The universe just is and you are just manifesting. It's literally it. The way that your manifestations change is by the old stuff manifesting again and you making different decisions. So let's kind of base that on the question, why do I keep attracting people who deflect their mental health and lack of self-awareness? At some point in the relationship, like I'll tell you, right. So I was doing the exact same thing. My previous partner was doing the exact same thing. Like she wouldn't talk about mental health. She wouldn't talk about certain issues. She wasn't willing to work on it. She was an avoidant. And I was the anxious attachment. And then I kind of got to a place where I was like, I'm never doing that again, like ever. And with me being so fascinated with this stuff, learning this stuff and doing it all, I kind of got to a place I was like, right, the next person that I'm in a relationship with, I don't care. Like I am 100% going to speak to them before our first date to tell them exactly what I'm looking for. We don't do that because we're scared. We're like, oh my God, this person's so cool. If I do that, it might scare them off. And I was like, I don't care. If it scares them off, it scares them off. I don't want someone to come to me that isn't willing to understand and do the work anymore. So my entire energy changed. And I stuck to that. And when I got, when this partner of mine, who I'm with now, I did that exactly that. Literally before our first date, I jumped on a call with her. It was a Zoom call or something like that. And I said, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a conscious relationship. This is what a conscious relationship means to me. It means that I work on myself, you work on yourself, and we both work on the relationship. When I'm going through something, you have to learn how to hold space for me. If you can't and that triggers you, then you have to go away and work on that so you can hold space for me. If you're going through something, I have to hold space for you. If I can't, I need to work out what it is and help be able to hold space for you. We need to both understand that we're in this relationship for the long run and we are working together. And because I have a child as well, and I was like, you are filling the mother role, the stepmother role, even better yet. That's literally what it is. Like there is no maybe, let's see, like no, that's it. And, you know, because I was so strong in feeling that, her response was, that's exactly what I'm looking for. I was like, great. Now I was able to, let's say, attract someone like that because of the energy that I was giving out. I was done. I was like, I'm done. And there were a few people that reached out to me, like whether it was through, I was on, I think, Tinder or something like that. And I was only on for like a very short amount of time. I couldn't even bother with that. I was learning, I finally learned how to love myself. And that was like beautiful for me. I was like, this is amazing. And I was speaking to a few people and I wasn't getting that sense of, you know, there wasn't, that connection wasn't there. What I was looking for wasn't there. And a few people reached out and they were like, you know, let's start something. And I was like, no, that connect, I'm not feeling it. It's not what I'm looking for. And I mean like ticking the boxes. It's not ticking all the boxes. And what we do is, we go forward, even though it doesn't tick all the boxes, with kind of this like hope or, you know, they'll change. But realistically, you've already abandoned yourself at that stage. You're already kind of putting yourself down. You're already accepting something that realistically, you're not really okay with. The first moment, if that person I see that like isn't willing to work on themselves, I'm out. Because no. But that's how I would attract someone into my reality that will work on themselves, is by giving that energy out there to the universe and showing the universe that is, I am not, stop sending me people like this. I'm not okay with it anymore. Saying it is one thing. It's feeling it and acting it. acting it that I do feel good enough that I can get the type of relationship that I want. And that doesn't necessarily mean always pulling out if the slightest thing goes wrong, but there needs to be that understanding of, hey, you know, this is why communication is key. In a relationship, there is nothing more important than communication. There just isn't. And to be able to communicate at a very early stage is so much more important than you would think. So the reason that you're still attracting the type of people that will deflect their mental health and lack of awareness is because the first time it happens, you continue down that path. You're like, oh, okay. I can't really speak. Oh, they're not really feeling comfortable at having this conversation. Like, so fucking what? That is giving you your message, your understanding. If you don't feel comfortable having this conversation, what does that even mean? Like, how? There are no conversations that are off the table at all, ever. Like, never. Why would I end up with anyone where I can't speak about certain things? Like, that's fucking insane. If you think about it, like, that is truly insane. How can you, you've got this one life and you're in this kind of dance to be like, who am I going to spend this life with? Who am I going to be teammates with? And if you're choosing someone where you have to tiptoe around, walk on eggshells and be scared about talking about certain things, like, fuck me. That is a huge abandonment, self-abandonment. So you will attract people that will abandon you in that way, in the ways that they won't be willing to work on it. They won't be willing to talk about their own stuff. They won't even be willing to take accountability. Because it's an abandonment, because you're abandoning yourself. So understand that you have to, and it's, look, I get it, it's painful, it fucking sucks, and it's painful. But that's the whole point. It's to take you to the parts of yourself that are in pain so you can integrate these parts of yourself to then allow you to arrive in a place where you're not abandoning yourself anymore. The reason you abandon yourself is because of the parts of yourself that are in pain. And you're like, I don't want to feel that pain. I get it. But you're already feeling it underneath. And it's already there. And the reason why we attract those people is because it's mirroring our pain that we are abandoning. And trust me, I get it because I've gone through it. I've been through it. I get it. I'm not saying I get it because I read it in a book or I watched a video of someone else. I've literally gone through it. And Nicola, you literally saw me go through it as well. And it is hard. It's very challenging. It's not a walk in the park. It sucks. But it, holy fuck, is it worth it? It's so worth it. There was one time where my friend said to me, you know, your standard thing of going around to your friend's house when you've been single for a while and they go, you're not seeing anyone yet? Like it's the goal of life. Like, no, I'm not seeing anyone yet. And you go, and then one time, I think it was like a year and a half to 2 years nearly in from me awakening from my previous partner, the breakup is what kind of triggered all of this for me. And I got to the stage and she was like, you're not seeing anyone yet? And I said to her, I was like, look, I'll be completely honest with you. This is the first time in my life that I actually have learned how to love myself. And honestly, I'm okay with that. I'm really, really okay with me being me and just loving myself. Like, I'm okay with that. That didn't mean that I didn't want a partner. And that doesn't mean that I was in a place of just like pure bliss or anything like that. No. Like, of course I wanted a partner. Like, you don't think, oh, you need to get to a place where you don't want a partner. Like, no. But there's a complete huge difference between wanting and needing. Needing is coming from a place of pain. And yes, we need relationships. For sure, we're creatures of needs. But when you're coming from a place of need, you're abandoning your non-negotiables and you're abandoning yourself. When you come from a place of want, you'll be like, I'm open, but I'm not going to abandon myself. I'm not going to allow this behavior, allow bad behavior, allow behavior that's not okay with me. And I will talk about anything and everything. That's the difference, right? I'm going to get a question from TikTok, see what's going on. Struggling with making mistakes and knowing it's okay. You're very welcome. I read the, I didn't have enough room to explain. That's okay. The struggling to make mistakes and knowing it's okay is very, very powerful. It's very, very important to talk about. And again, kind of going back to the beginning of the stream, it's all to do with perception. You know, we literally, our internal, when we say internal world, like, what does that even mean to you? Because what our internal world essentially is if we want to talk about it dimensionally, is the 4 and 5D. The 4D, really, but it touches into the 5D. Your internal world is your conscious awareness, your consciousness, which is the non-physical aspect of you. The physical is three dimensions. The third dimension, three, everything that I'm touching here, this, my face, my body, this microphone, it's all 3D. But my conscious awareness is not 3D. It's the remote control, or the better yet, controller that's plugged into the game. So that is your inner world. When you meditate, you become more familiar with your inner world, you, who you are. Because when you meditate, you go within. So the parts of you that are not okay with you making mistakes are all in the inner world, in your inner world. Yes, they will be mirrored to you in your external world in the 3D. So there are parts of myself that don't believe it's okay to make mistakes, and that will be mirrored by people treating me that way. People telling me that it's not okay to make mistakes, that will punish me for them. So by going into your inner world, understanding those parts of yourself and understanding that the behaviors that I have of these parts of myself, that the behavior is that it's not okay, I punish myself for it, whatever, in whatever way. Punishment doesn't necessarily mean like I put myself on the naughty step. It means that I berate myself, that I beat myself down. It's self-doubt is a form of punishment. The way that I treat myself is a punishment. Again, the exercise, the self-awareness exercise that I have, it's exactly what this is. Again, after the live, click the link in the bio, just go to it, use it. It's super powerful. It's like wearing foggy glasses. When you're wearing foggy glasses, you can't really see what's going on. And you want clarity of why you do what you do. And the way you get that is by clearing the fog and you can see through the glasses. Like, of course you'd want to see through the glasses. That's what raising self-awareness is. To go within, to understand these parts of you, is to clear the glasses. That's where you'll get clarity. And that clarity will actually bring you to your peace. So the way you will get peace is because you understand the behaviors of these parts of you. That is literally the first huge step in changing those behaviors. Because let's say, like, for example, I try something and I fail. And then I go, oh, you're such a dick. Such an idiot. Why did you do that, you fucking loser? That's my inner talk, let's say. And then I'm like, oh, I don't like that. That's heavy. That feels terrible. That sucks. By merely understanding that the reason I speak to myself like that is because other people spoke to me like that in the past. Now I have an understanding of why that behavior is there. So the next time I'll be like, fail at something, or, oh, you're such a fucking idiot. He's, oh, hang on. Oh, there's that behavior again. And I know where it came from. It's not my behavior. It's something that I actually adopted as a way to keeping myself safe. Which actually doesn't make me hate it. It makes me understand it and go, oh, I see. This part is actually in pain as well. So then I can have empathy for this part of me, which takes all of the pain out. You get to empathy. It's very powerful. Empathy of these parts of yourself. And then you do the same with so many other behaviors. Again, self-awareness. I am becoming more aware of myself, of this part of me, which is me, why it speaks to me like this. Self-awareness. Go do the exercise. Literally, it's going to change your life 100%. Okay, I'm going to jump onto Instagram, see if there's any comments here. Yes, me too. How to understand if I'm emotionally exhausted or just I'm exhausted? What's the difference? So again, this is quite a broad answer, but your emotional exhaustion can come from a number of different things. Your emotional exhaustion can also create physical exhaustion as well. But realistically, your emotional exhaustion will lead to burnout, which is essentially a misalignment of your truth, who you are, what you're doing. Even could be a misalignment of the path you need to go down. And the reason you get there, again, goes back to what we were saying at the beginning of the stream, which is because you're trying to prove to yourself or the world or others that you are worthy, good enough. And the way we do that is by hyperfixating and hyperfocusing on trying to create an outcome, a reality that is actually the opposing outcome and reality of what we're actually trying to run away from, escape from. So that hyperfixation of just, no, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to get there, I need to get there. I can't be seen like this. No, if that happens, then it means this about me. And like constantly fighting is what knackers you. It absolutely destroys you. Yesterday, so I'm actually right now, I'm going through a huge awakening and a huge thing myself right now. Like so big that yesterday, I actually got to a state. Oh, God. I got to do this thing again to prove that I'm still on live. Okay. So yesterday, I actually got to a state of recognizing, like, just instantly, I was like, whoa, there is so much heaviness. Like, what is this heaviness? And it was an unconscious internal fight with myself. What was I fighting for? Again, the same thing, fighting to prove to myself that I am worthy. Completely unconscious of it. Even me at kind of this level of what I'm doing, I'm continuously doing this. And I was so drained from it that I got to the stage where I was like, I need to not think. And that's insane because everything is thought. You know, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, you need to meditate to stop thinking. Can't stop thinking. You cannot stop thinking because reality and everything in existence at every single dimension and everything in the known, everything is thought. That's why everyone says your thoughts create reality. Yes, your emotions, everything has a huge player in that. But everything was created with thought. So to kind of suggest that you just don't think is impossible. But that's where I got to. I was like, I need to not think. And I've strengthened my observer muscle a lot. And I've gotten really good at observing my thoughts. I've gotten really good at kind of getting to that place where I can not think. or better yet, observing my thoughts. And yesterday I actually did it. So it, from my experience, if you can observe your thoughts, there's about a sweet spot, I think about 7 minutes in, of continuous observation of thoughts where it just goes quiet and you're like, oh, what's this? And you realize that the only thoughts now that exist are you talking to yourself in your head or in your conscious awareness. But then others pop in and everything. I've actually got a meditation called Becoming the New You. This is very powerful. It'll get you there. But yesterday I went so deep and I stopped, detached from thoughts so much because I was just that drained. I realized that there were thoughts coming in from other places that weren't mine, like at all. They were just not mine. They were coming in from like next door. There were thoughts coming in. I was like, what is, and my partner and stuff like that. I could just see, like, so I detached that much because I was unconsciously that drained from certain thoughts that I was having with what I'm trying to do next. And again, instantly realized, like, oh yeah, I'm just in a battle with myself, just constantly trying to prove to myself that I am worthy, that I am able to achieve X, Y, and Z. And I just let it go. I dropped it in that moment because I understood what was going on, because I've done it many times. So I dropped it and I instantly felt peace. I was like, ah, oh, that's what it is. That's where it is. Instantly. And that's the whole point of this work. The more you do this work, you'll get to these places and you will be able to. You'll be able to just let it go. So much easier, so much quicker. The reason you're so drained emotionally is because of your internal world, of the parts of yourself that are fighting each other for the approval, the worth, the worthiness, everything that you're looking for. Right, let's go. Failing is okay. Failing and quitting is not. This is true. Plaisard, you speak absolute wisdom from every angle. You should play Ultra Kill on stream. Steam. When my son was younger, when I was living elsewhere from here, there was a playground. And in that playground, they had a basketball court inside of a football pitch, an indoor, not an outdoor one, but like sealed. And I spent a year and a half every weekend. I think we missed a couple, but every weekend we would go there. And I spent a year and a half kicking the ball from one side to the other side to get it in the hoop to show him that failing is okay and failing and quitting is not. And after a year and a half, oh my God, when I got that in, the endorphins that were released. I remember that we were actually moving house and I was like, this park is really far away from the new place that we're going to. And I was like, I'm going to have to drive back here every weekend. This is going to be a killer. But eventually I got it in. We got it in and we got the lesson there. All right, let's go. I'm going to go to Instagram again. Doesn't seem like there are any other questions on Instagram. Oh, hang on. Just want to say a big thank you as your words are waking up, not keeping us sleeping. You're very welcome. I'm really, really glad. I'm so glad, honestly. It's literally why I do what I do. Relationships means everyone, not just romantic. Yeah, for sure. I told him my values around accountability and consciousness, and he pretended he was everything until he couldn't pretend anymore, and then deflected into all onto me. Yeah, so this is a continuation of what we were talking about earlier in terms of a conscious relationship, attracting someone who will abandon you in these ways. I mean, look, for sure, but that is the test. as we would call it, from the universe? Like, are you willing to stand by your truth? If someone is showing you that they can't, then it's like, what decision are you making in that moment? If you can't, you can't, then I can't be with you because we're not compatible. So are you willing to live by your truth? Are you willing to not kind of go, okay, well, I can see his potential. If I'm staying with someone because of their potential, what I'm saying to the universe is, I'm not worthy of it now. I'm worthy of it in the future that doesn't exist, which will never come to me. Because everything is now. Every single moment is now. So this isn't me telling you to break up with anyone or anything like that. This is me just telling you that what you put out there into the universe is what you will get back. If you are putting out there that you're okay being treated in a certain way, that's what will come back. And you putting out there you're okay with it isn't necessarily talking about it or saying it or speaking to the universe. Like, speaking to the universe doesn't mean you have to say words or anything like that. You can think, and that's speaking to the universe. But your thoughts, your actions, your energy, your behavior are the main things that will change your reality. So if you are in a situation where you've gotten to the place where you can at least communicate that to someone, but then if they don't live by it, then it's like, all right, well, universe is like, what are you going to do in that moment? Well, what are you going to do in that moment? You know, I was actually presented opportunities in the past. You know, I literally had people kind of, I was on, like I said, I was on Tinder, and it was kind of weird because a couple of the girls that I matched with, they were like, oh, I'm coming to your workshop next week. And I was like, that's weird. And then they offered me just, you know, no strings fun. And there were parts of me that was like, well, should I? And then I was like, no, I don't want to. I don't want that. That is not what I want. What do I want? I want a partner. I want someone that can. So I was like, no, thanks. Even though parts of me were like, but that's how we get our worth. And it feels great. And it makes me feel good. And it makes me feel worthy. And so there are going to be, let's say, tests, which are just old manifestations manifesting, to then kind of get you to go, all right, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to stick by my truth? Or am I going to just kind of, in a way, behave and go off the energy of, well, this is all, you know, this is the best I can do, so I'm just gonna, you know, he's already here. He's not exactly what I want. It's kind of all right. What we put out there is what we get back. And it's not what we say or what we wish or what we hope. It's literally what we are, our actions, our behaviors, and our energy more than anything. Right. Let's go on TikTok and see if there are any comments. Here we go. I feel in a weird spot where I can see myself from 3 months ago and the self I want to be. Yeah, a lot of people will literally be like, I feel lost. And that is true, and I get it. Very, very true. And one of my quotes is, the reason you feel lost is because you're finding yourself. But let's go a little bit further, deeper with that. Because realistically, oh, hang on, there's more. But both of them seem so far away. It's like I'm stuck in the numbness of not knowing how to be. Yeah, so still very relevant to what I was saying. There's this concept of, I don't know who I am, and I feel like I'm lost. I feel like I'm not myself anymore. I lost myself. Where realistically, you're actually finding yourself. Even now, with the amount of work that I've done and I continue to do all the time, I'm still finding myself. It's weird to say, like, I found myself, because that would suggest that there's nothing else to do. There's no more awareness. That's it. Done. You don't need to become more aware. It's not true. You know, you're forging yourself. You're becoming. You are, but you're also becoming. You're in a scripted play that you are rewriting as you are going. So just know when you're at the place where you're not able to know who you are, or you can't see yourself, that numbness, first of all, the numbness, feeling numb, is a cover emotion to despair. So there's a part of you that is in powerlessness, that's in despair, that you're taking on. Go towards it. Feel it more. Sit in that numbness. Sit in that despair. Have the powerless feelings and thoughts to be able to connect with this part of yourself. But to also know that you're actually on the right path. It's understandable that the ego is like identity. The ego is not a bad guy here. Never the bad guy. Ego is just the ego. It's being what it's meant to be. And the ego is the identity. So when you're like, I don't know who I am, that's scary. Understandable. But that doesn't mean you're going down the wrong path or you're doing anything wrong. It's actually you're on the right path. This is why, like, you know, I always talk about you need to become, the overall goal is to become you. Like, what the hell does that mean? I am me. But you're not. This is why, again, self-awareness is key. Click the link in the bio. Go do the exercise. It's going to change your life. Seriously, for the next 7 days, it's like super, super uber reduced. Go do it. You need to become you. And I don't mean the identity you. I mean the actual you that you are. And I've said this, I think, on every single live, but I'll just quickly say it again. The you that is you doesn't have a name, doesn't have an age, like no identity. It's you. So the only reason you have a name is because you were given a name. The only reason you have an age is because you're on planet Earth. And every time it takes the duration of amount of time for Earth to go around the sun, we say one, and then we say two. So let's say you're, I don't know if your real name is Blackbird, but Blackbird. Let's say your name is Blackbird, and let's say you're 30 years old. So you were born 30 cycles ago of the Earth going around the sun. And people around you in your existence, in your reality, started calling you Blackbird. But if you were born on Mars, and you were given a name that was Sarah, you would have a different name. So you would identify with a different name, and you would identify with a different age, because Mars's years, cycles are very different. But you would still be you. That's the you that I'm talking about. The conscious awareness that doesn't have the identity. You, this journey is you becoming more aware of yourself, that you. So that requires a breakdown of identity to then come to an awareness of what you are and who you are, what you are. So you can understand that getting to a place of kind of being like, I don't know, like both of these, they seem so far away. They're just so like everything, nothing makes sense. I don't know who I am. Like, good. You're on the right path. You're becoming more than just the identity, which is what you need to do. That's the path to be on. Because you are more than the identity. And when you get to that place of feeling that, like truly knowing that I am more than just my name, my age, what I do, like all of this stuff, you truly like start finding your truth. And this is where you get to higher dimensions. Again, this whole concept of we're going to 5D is just to actually have the awareness and understand what you are, which is an extension of the universe, source, God, creation, whatever you want to call it. And by truly knowing that to your core, to your bones, you know that you are good enough for just who you are. Not even your name, not even your age, not your occupation, not the things you achieve. You are great for just who you are. And that requires you to go through, to change the identities, to break down the old identities, to then, whoa, this is what I am, this is who I am. So just know you're on the right path. Who did you do that with, kicking the ball in the hoop? I did it with my son. You know this. Don't pretend like you don't. It's a madness. Ariane, love your content, man. I've always resonated with it. I'm glad. I honestly, let me see. Even Will Robbs. I've got to go forward because the text is so small, but I'm glad it resonates. I'm going to do one more TikTok and I'll come back to Instagram. And then I'm going to go soon. My back's starting to hurt and I need to go to the gym. It's okay to quit. Sometimes you can quit trying a particular thing. Just move on to something else. True. Yeah. I mean, it's necessary sometimes, but I would always advise going, like learning how to understand your guidance system as well. You know, I actually kind of experienced this recently-ish in my life. And I was going down the path of, I don't know if anyone's realized, but I even changed my name to Mindset Transformational Mindset Coach. And my reality just essentially, literally just every part of my reality was manifesting to go, no. I was like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, I'll speak to entrepreneurs that are awakened entrepreneurs and things like that. And my reality was just like, no. And then I realized, I was like, I'm in burnout. Like, what's going on? What's happening here? And I realized I wasn't enjoying what I was doing anymore. I was just on autopilot, creating content, doing this. And the stuff that I was talking about wasn't really, it wasn't lighting that fire. I wasn't excited about it. I was just doing. And then I realized, like, oh, yeah, yeah. It's the universe's way to tell me, like, you're down the wrong path. You're here to be the teacher's teacher, to be a spiritual teacher, to teach people about reality and how to manifest. And I wasn't really doing that. You know, every time I do plant medicine, whether it's ayahuasca, whether it's mushrooms or anything, I'm learning so much about reality. It's insane. And then I realize, like, oh yeah, every time I do that, I'm learning so much about reality. But then I'm kind of going to this transformational mindset. I'm not a transformational mindset coach. That can be a title that I will say to certain people for them to kind of understand. But realistically, I'm a spiritual teacher. I would say I'm a modern day spiritual teacher that is not woo-woo-y. That's very, very analytical. That's very, very like, this is what it is. This is why this happens. What is magic? Let's talk about magic. What's this? Blah, 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 blah. So I realized that I had to quit that. I had to quit that path and in order to go back on my path. But the way that I realized that is there was so much excitement about me making content about spirituality stuff, about reality. This conversation that I'm having right now with you guys, what I talk about is so exciting to me. It's so interesting to me. It was so different not too long ago when I was kind of going down a different path. And this is why a lot of spiritual teachers would be like, follow your joy. Your joy will lead you down the path you need to go. It'll steer you. So follow your guidance system to understand your path. And it will get you to a place of, all right, I'm going to stop doing that, or in a way, quit that, and I'm going to go down this path. for sure. All right, let's try Instagram again and then see what's going on. I learned to love myself and everything in the world because the world is a reflection of me.
Sure.
I'm so authentic and honest, I should attract that back. Right, you're only as authentic as you know yourself to be. This is the other thing as well. Like a lot of people, this is a very, very big difference between being real and being authentic. A huge difference. And a lot of people will think that they're being authentic when they're just being real. That doesn't mean you're pathetic or incapable or anything like that. But use your reality as a feedback. You know, if you're attracting the type of person that you don't want, that's a feedback, that's a communication to you. You will not know your authentic truth until you become aware of what you don't know you don't know. And that's why you have to do the exploration. And look, I put this video up the other day as well. Like, there's a lot of people that come to me that say, oh, I do the inner work. And I'm like, what do you do? And it's a case of like, oh, well, you know, I do crystal work. I do meditations and I do sound baths and I journal sometimes. That's not the inner work. The inner work, you need to go deep in, release the emotions to truly understand, work towards integration, learn all of the ways that you're invalidating yourself, which is stopping you from connecting to the parts of yourself that you are, to raise your awareness about that, to understand your behaviors, to get to a place of observation, to understand that you are the observer, to be able to observe parts of yourself, to know what thoughts truly are, to know what beliefs truly are, to know that if you believe something, you still don't know it, you're believing it. To know the difference between knowing something in your head and knowing something in your heart. Even believing something in your head and believing something in your heart. To be able to do parts work, not just integration, because other parts of you actually need integration in other ways. To be able to create a space where the observer can be the mediator between two parts of yourself. To embody each part and truly understand them, so that they can come to a resolution together. To do the inner work requires much more than the mainstream spiritual community would kind of like put out there. There are so many tools out there and so many people kind of remain in that place. I'm just going to use the tools. I'm just going to do this. I'm going to do that. Oh, no, but don't say anything negative. Positive vibes only. Now, I'm not saying you do this, Nicola, but I'm just saying like the community out there, they do. And it's not going to get you to where you want to get to. In order for you to understand your authentic truth, you have to learn how to bring the parts of yourself that you are completely unaware of out of the shadow into the light of into the light of your awareness. This is why we call it shadow work. And you will not know your authentic. Simple kind of example that I used in the masterclass, actually, which was if you had a choice of two couches you want to buy, and you go, okay, this couch is leather and this couch is, I don't know, cotton. And then you go, is it cotton? I don't know, whatever. Let's say cotton. And then you choose the leather one because you're like, that's what feels right to me. That feels better than the other one. So my truth, what's real to me, is I want to get the leather one. But realistically, it's not. The only reason it feels real to you and feels like your truth is because it provides you more safety. And the reason it provides you more safety is because you've learned that the people that are coming over or your caregivers or anything prefer leather couches. And if you would have got the cotton one, they would have either shamed you, made fun of you, be like, what are you doing that for? That's rubbish. You should have got the other couch or something. So it feels safer, which feels like your truth. But realistically, you actually prefer the cotton one. To be authentic and to live by your authentic truth requires you to understand, integrate, heal the parts of yourself that would be triggered if you were to get the cotton one over the leather one. To provide that safety yourself, to start meeting those needs of validation yourself internally. Start making it okay. It doesn't matter if they try to shame me. It doesn't matter, like all of this stuff. And at that stage, you will know that your authentic truth of what you authentically like is actually the other couch. But because you followed what felt true and real to you, you got what actually made you feel safer. This is the other thing about joy as well. Like a lot of people are like, well, I follow my joy. It's like, are you following your joy? Well, yeah, because it feels good. It's like, but a lot of things feel good. For example, if you're on this journey to create your own business and you're kind of, you know, doing everything. Let's say you're trying to be a coach. And, you know, you are the brand. Like what I'm doing. Yeah. I had to learn the differences between getting things ticked off of my to-do list and what actually brings me joy. Because when you start getting things ticked off your to-do list, it might be like absolutely nothing to do with your progression. Oh, the website has some spelling mistakes here in this paragraph. And for some reason, there was an issue with it. And it's taken me 4 hours to do that. And that has actually released the endorphins within myself because I achieved a task, which makes me feel good. I was able to tick something off my to-do list. Maybe I ticked off 3 things. That made me feel good. But that's not me following my joy. It's just me feeling good. So in order for me to follow my joy, I actually also need to, again, doing the work. From doing the work, I become more familiar with my internal world, how I feel. And I can start telling the difference between what joy is and what feeling good is because I've been able to tick something off. And honestly, I went through a lot of that. I did so many things that were just not in a progression of my goal. It was a waste of my time, but I had to learn. It was, you know, you learn the hardest way sometimes, most of the time. But from understanding myself, from kind of also the other thing that will, you know, if you're not doing these things on your website and changing that spelling mistake, someone might look at that and think badly of me. Those parts of myself are actually making me prioritize this thing more than my joy, more than what's actually going to benefit me. So I'm working hard, not smart. And, you know, unfortunately, working harder does not necessarily, it's not the formula of progression. Like if it was, all nurses and doctors would be billionaires. But they're not, and they work so, so hard. About understanding the internal world, getting to your authentic truth, to be able to understand, is this my joy? Do I actually want this? Do I feel real? Am I on the right path? It's all within you. Everyone reaches out to me and being like, am I on the right path? It's like, you know that. You just need to learn how to know that. Like truly, I still do it. Like it's not wrong. I'm still like, fuck, I don't know. Like, am I on the right? Am I doing the right thing here? I've just gotten much better at being okay with if I'm not. And I've gotten much better at kind of gauging if I am or not and understanding my internal world. But that comes from, whoa, that's a huge fly. I was wondering what that was. That comes from the inner work to be able to understand yourself. Right, let's go back to Instagram. And then I'm going to call it a day soon, guys. Hashtag insane. I would be explaining an aspect of my life to my bro, right? He makes it into the debate. My life facts aren't a debate. No accountability at all. Yeah, for sure. A lot of people do that, especially family. A lot of people will want to kind of argue with your experience. Like, you shouldn't be feeling like that. You shouldn't be like, but that's just, honestly, that's just the programming of society, and it's fucking bullshit, and it's horseshit, and it's horrible. It's one of the main kind of things that prove that we live in what I call the emotional dark ages, for sure. But it's the time we live in. My best advice to that is that awareness obviously really, really helps. But just providing yourself with that safety where you get to the stage where you don't need to share this shit with people, especially people that can't be there for you. You know, I'll only share my vulnerabilities and concerns and everything with anyone that can be there for me. Still to this day, I don't share my struggles with anyone really other than kind of like the very, very closest people to me. It's very, very painful. It's a ball of darkness and the light slowly enters and cleans the place. Yeah, I feel that for sure. I got to the point that I catch those thoughts and then I correct them like, and I'm awesome. I can't fully understand that, but I think I kind of get it. The brain knows no difference to physical and emotional pain. That could be why. Like a broken heart is a pain, as a broken leg of the pain. Yeah, there's actually, there's a part of the brain that's actually connected and goes down. It's not the actual brain, but there's a nerve from the brain that goes to the heart. And this is why we say, like, my heart is broken, that emotional pain. Obviously, there's so much more happening as well, but yeah, there is. What about your handstands? What do you mean? Oh, deep, thanks for that self-awareness. I'm not ready for it now, as I was willing to wait for someone to change. Yes, for sure. Thanks for always being so honest and authentic about your own journey. You are very welcome. It is necessary. And trust me, I'm only vulnerable and honest to a certain degree. I don't share my full vulnerability. No one does. No one's super uber authentic. For example, I'm not sharing with you guys my deepest, darkest thoughts right now, and I never will, because I need privacy. I won't share with you guys information about my family, what I go through with my partner, because it's my personal life. So I will be a level of authentic that I believe I can be, but I do know that that is so much more than most. The reason I'm saying this is, you know, don't think like you have to be. Don't think you have to like put yourself out there absolute raw, because you don't live in a world where everyone can handle that. You don't. I will not be as vulnerable to so many people in my life as I will to others. I will be the most vulnerable that I believe I can be to my partner. But I won't be to my parents and my brothers, and, you know, like, just not because they're terrible people or anything, just, you know, that's what we kind of do. I learned that from my, what I call my first life before my awakening. And I learned that every time I'm trying to be vulnerable with people is because I'm trying to get something from them, which is okay. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay for me to need to have my pain seen or want to have that seen or want to be seen. But if I'm trying to do it with someone who cannot handle it, I'm the one that gets hurt. I'm the one that fucking, you know, really feels for that. So I just don't. I only do it to people that can, which is kind of, again, why we've created the community. The community is great because it literally puts you in the same place. If you're on the program as you're on as well, you're like on a different tier of the community as well. So you're literally in a space where you're around other people that are going through the exact same thing, learning the exact same stuff, and needing the exact same stuff. If you're interested in it, just in the community's Mindset Mastery community, it's on school. Again, you'll be able to find it. Just click the links in my, whether you're on Instagram or TikTok. I'm done. No more self-awareness. Okay. you do you, Nicola. Dog bark confirms it. Wow, I'm getting to these comments so late. Everyone, like, thank you so much for commenting. I'm so sorry I'm getting to these so late. Well, I'm not that sorry. It is what it is. You know, I'm doing what I'm doing. Okay, I'm going to go to TikTok and see what TikTok is saying. I'm gonna place you down here. And then I'm going to go soon. What time is it? It is 4:33 in the UK time. Okay, you've been the key part of my personal healing journey. I thank you. Oh, so, thank you so much. You have no idea what that means to me. Truly, I've been getting a lot of love recently, and I'm so grateful for it. Thank you so much, guys. Like, you have no idea how much it means to me that I'm A, able to connect with you guys, and B, that this stuff's actually like really helping you. It's phenomenal. If you're with someone who's not the one, then you won't be attentive when the one turns up. Yeah, the whole concept of the one is something that I don't subscribe to either. I do know what you mean, though. Someone that you can work this, you know, kind of work towards growing something with, for sure. But I would definitely even kind of change the wording from the one to someone who's willing to work on it with you. Keeping up with the work, who needs to do this? It is a process. Hell yeah! I'm still doing it now, and oh my god. It is a bitch, for sure. But what? Again, I've plugged this exercise so many times, and I'm going to keep saying it. Click the link in my bio, self-awareness exercise. It's called Mastering Self-Awareness. Honestly, the moment you start truly learning how to do the deep work, your journey, like the speed of it, catapults so much. It's insane. The progression is so fast. So that's why I've created these things. It's to speed up people's progression. Tell me who you are. You should know who I am. My name's somewhere on the screen. And, I am that I am. My name is Daniel. I think I said Sarah or something, didn't I? But Daniela, nice to meet you. Thank you so much for opening up this space and taking the time to talk to us. You're very, very welcome. I'm going to take off my jacket because I am roasting. One sec. Ugh. I got this. This is a top. I don't know if you can see it. It's a spiritual gangster, and they actually reached out to me. They're a clothing company. This is not a sponsor at all. I'm just saying this. They reached out and they were like, "We're doing a men's line. We want to send you some stuff." I was like, "Go for it." Actually, really nice. I would advise. Okay, why when I'm single and focused on me, I'm not scared, but then when I start to meet someone new, I'm scared or avoidant or freaking out and didn't know what to do. Because this is, again, the whole concept of you are everything you need is horseshit. It's bullshit. It's a lie. Okay? You cannot be everything that you need because you cannot trigger or get to part of yourself on your own. You just cannot do it. You have relational trauma, which requires you to resolve in a relationship. So when you're all on your own, everything's fine. You're not being triggered to feel these parts of yourself, and you cannot trigger these parts of yourself. Even if you're having a one-night stand or something like that, like, there are parts of you that will not come up until you're in a relationship. So don't look at it as like, oh, because I'm in a relationship, the relationship is the cause that I'm feeling terrible. No, the relationship's just the mirror of what is within you that will come up with every single relationship that you have until it's resolved. There is no way of having a relationship where it doesn't come up. Doesn't exist. And that's the whole point. And this is the whole point that you would be looking towards trying to be in a conscious relationship. Because by being in a conscious relationship, you're able to work on this with someone. Work on it with someone that can hold space for you, that is willing to do the work with you on themselves and the relationship. But that's essentially why you feel like that. Ariane, 2 years ago, I found you by chance during a very difficult time of my life when I was waking. You helped me deepen the understanding of who I am. Thank you for living so transparently. You are very, very welcome. I'm so glad. And again, thank you for the love, guys. It means a lot to me. I'm really, really glad. I hope you guys also kind of like, you know, are able to see other things, not just the social media stuff. The stuff that I do on YouTube, long form content, goes much deeper into so much more to be able to help you. So I would strongly recommend checking out YouTube. That's going to really, really, like, I go deeper into so many concepts. And recently, now that I've been called to go back into and really own the spiritual teacher in me, I'm talking much more about manifestation, the mechanics of reality, what it all means, how to do it. So it's really, really cool. But thank you. Should we listen to our heart or mind? Or is there a simple balance? There is a balance, but there is no, if anyone gives you one answer, there is no right answer. Because it's like your mind will tell you one thing, which is actually a part of you that's scared, really, and using logic, which is really 3D. Logic is a 3D concept, and that's not wrong. It just is. And when your senses are heightened, it's because you're in survival, which means you're living more in 3D because your senses are the way that you interact with the 3D. So that's why, like, your mind is like, oh, I need to do this and this and this. But then you go, well, I should listen to the heart. Like, okay, well, the heart is telling me to go down this path with this person. And it turns out that that caused me a lot of pain. But the heart told me to do that. But the heart took me towards a path that would show me my pain so I can integrate it. So then subjectively, is that right or wrong? For some people, it might be like that was the wrong decision. But realistically, all right and wrong is subjective. And when you look at it mechanically of how reality works and how your reality is shaping, there are no wrong decisions. Because it's all getting you to awareness about yourself, about parts of yourself, about how your reality is manifesting, what you're creating, and the path that you're on. So there is no answer to your question, really. You're looking for a definitive, all right, I'm going to do this or that. And what you really need to do is understand, to be able to raise your awareness of why this part of me is feeling like this, why this part of me is saying this, why is this happening? And then through that self-awareness exercise and all the other tools you'll have and pick up on this journey, you're going to be able to have the tools that you need to be able to handle the situations and what you're going through. So the question, should we listen to the heart or mind? Anyone answers that as one or the other, just know that that is an impossible, impossible question to answer, because there's so much more at play. It's a challenge to undo what is taught to us, our foundation that no longer serves us. Yes, for sure. We go back to what is familiar, to what we are taught. It doesn't work. It doesn't serve us. I feel like I'm chasing my own tail. Undoing to move forward is such a process. It is. Even when you're aware of a behavior, when you become aware of it, even if you're at the stage of integration and you've integrated, there's still, like, it's still there. But this is where, like, a lot of, like, bravery comes in as well. Resilience, awareness, like, heightened states of awareness. This is why I literally have a, I got two meditations. One is called Strengthen the Observer Muscle. The other one is called Becoming the Observer. Okay. Both of them is actually available and you can get them in the self-awareness exercise. That they on their own will help you so much more in terms of becoming more aware of when, just in general. And then it will help you become more aware in the moments that you're actually back in those kind of like behaviors, those old behaviors. So it's going to be massive on your journey, on your path. And that's, again, what it is. You're always raising awareness to then realize truly who and what you are. Hey, Karina, listen to this live makes me look forward to our community meetings. Yes, it does. Strength of the observer muscle is mind-body opening. It truly is. It's so cool. It's actually one of my own. I have my own favorite meditations that I have done, and that is one of them. Guys, I'm going to call it a day. Thank you so much. Thanks for everyone who came, who asked questions. I appreciate it. We will definitely do this again. No idea when. These are kind of like sporadic moments. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.